Can I help you too?
No, thanks. I'll just look around.
Fine. That book's really not great. Just in case, you know, browsing turned to buy, you'd be wasting your money. But if it's Turkey you're interested in, this one, on the other hand, is very good. I think the man who wrote it has actually been to Turkey, which helps. There's also a very amusing incident with a kebab, which is one of many amusing incidents.
Thanks, I'll think about it.
Or in the bigger hardback variety, there's... I'm sorry, can you just give me a second? Excuse me.
Yes?
Bad news.
What?
We've got a security camera in this bit of the shop.
So?
So I saw you put that book down your trousers.
What book?
The one down your trousers.
And I don't have a book down my trousers.
Right. I tell you what, I'll call the police and, what can I say? If I'm wrong about the whole book down the trousers scenario, I really apologize.
Okay. What if I did have a book down my trousers?
Well, ideally, when I went back to the desk, you'd remove the Cadogan Guide to Bali from your trousers and, either wipe it and put it back or buy it. I'll see you in a sec. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. I was going to steal one, but now I've changed my mind. Oh, signed by the author, I see.
Yeah, couldn't stop him. If you can find an unsigned one, it's worth an absolute fortune.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I have your autograph?
Sure.
Yes.
What's your name?
Rufus. What does it say?
That's my signature, and above it it says, Dear Rufus, you belong in jail.
Good one. Do you want my phone number?
Tempting, but no. Thank you. I will take this one.
Oh, right, right. So, second thoughts, maybe it's not that bad after all. Actually, it's a sort of classic, really. None of those childish kebab stories you find in so many books these days. And, I tell you what, I'll throw in one of those for free. Useful for lighting fires, wrapping fish, that sort of thing.
Thanks.